I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports. The Nebraska football team faces a number 20 Michigan State team on Saturday night that is extremely talented on both sides of the ball. Husker defensive coordinator Eric Shenander says they will have their hands full with Spartan quarterback and Big Ten co-defensive player of the week, Peyton Thorne.
He's efficient with the football. You know, the other thing about him is he doesn't make mistakes with the football. You know, he'd rather take a sack or throw it away, which is, you know, he's a good decision maker.
Husker offensive coordinator Matt Lubick says the Spartan defense flat out is really good.
I think they're a top 30 defense in the country as far against the run. They do a really good job of eliminating big plays. Sound, tackle will.
Kickoff for Nebraska and Michigan State is Saturday night at 6 on FS1. The 12th-ranked Nebraska volleyball team is looking to end a streak of three losses when they play at Northwestern tonight. Husker head coach John Cook says preparation's been normal ahead of their past three matches.
They've been practicing great, so the problem is we get in the games and we don't play like we practice, so we got to figure out what the missing link is there.
First serve between the Huskers and Wildcats is at 8 on BTN. High school volleyball Tuesday night. Lincoln High got a 3-1 victory over Kearney. Lincoln Pius the 10th swept Lincoln North Star in three straight sets. Same thing for Lincoln Southwest over Lincoln Southeast. Elsewhere, Lincoln Northeast fell at Norfolk 3-1. Fremont beat Lincoln East 3-2. Full scores are at KFORnow.com. Major League Baseball Tuesday night. The Kansas City Royals fell 4-1 at Cleveland. Series finale is today with coverage beginning at 4:30 here on KFOR. Lincoln Southwest alum Nate Vaughn's tied for second place Tuesday in helping lead the Creighton men's golf team to an eighth place finish at the Ram Masters Invite in Fort Collins, Colorado. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.